The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening and containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is pumpkins add fall flair. Pumpkins add fall flair. There are so many unique ways to bring an autumn look to your home decor, and containers are no exception. By far, one of the best ways to dress for the changing season is pumpkins. Pumpkins add fall flair. Each year, we grow some in our garden and try to select varietals for both culinary and decorative distinction. This year, I chose Blueprints Hybrid, as it is gorgeous and has sweet flesh that works well in the kitchen. I should mention that while some folks actually grow their pumpkins in pots, I typically don't suggest it. Pumpkins can grow to be enormous in size, and they are heavy feeders, making them best suited for spreading out on the ground. How to do it? Pumpkins add fall flair whether you choose to go big or go small. Around this time last year, I was really enjoying succulents. I found some pint-sized pumpkins and hollowed them out. Then I filled them with succulents and lined them up in a dramatic arrangement that had huge impact despite its size. You can check out plantersplace.com to read the step-by-step guide if tiny pumpkin planters is what you're looking for. This year, I used pumpkins to add fall flair in a big way. I have some pretty large cast iron planters that I seasonally update on my front porch. Instead of incorporating them with plants, I opted to stack them up and create pumpkin finials. Again, if you check out plantersplace.com, you can see in the photos that they pack a huge visual punch. I will replace the ferns that you see with enormous purple mums, another fall favorite, as soon as I head to Costco this weekend. A few things to think about are selecting pumpkins that are flat if you plan to stack them, and obviously the size of the container that you'll need. I try to alternate colors and textures when picking out mine, but various shades of one color or just lots of one kind can be a splendid design strategy. Oh, and if you are grouping, be sure and use an odd number. It just works better. Pro tip, Costco always has the best and biggest mums for your money. You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.